Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial that translates geek speak into street speak. We chat about all the latest tech toys, like computers, digital cameras, televisions, video games, GPS devices, smartphones, and so on, but everything on this show is explained in plain English instead of confusing technical jargon. Who needs it? Tech Talk is brought to you by theultimatesteel.ca. Canadian college or university students can grab a copy of the $900 Microsoft Office Ultimate Edition for just $64. That's a 91% discount. It includes Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and many other programs. Now that's a steal. Visit theultimatesteel.ca for details. Again, that's Microsoft Office Ultimate 2007 edition, which sells for $899 at retail. You can grab it for just $64 if you're a student at theultimatesteel.ca. Before we get to today's topic, I want to take a moment here to wish my wife, Kelly, a huge congrats. She's walking today and yesterday in the annual Weekend to End Breast Cancer's Walkathon. Thank you, Dwayne. And that's, of course, to honor the lives lost, celebrate survivors, and help bring breast cancer awareness to people who need it and help to those who need it. Not only did Kelly raise more than $2,100, which is no easy feat, especially in today's economy, but she's walking 60 kilometers this weekend. So I'm very proud of you, Kel, and all the other thousands and thousands of people walking around Toronto this weekend for a wonderful cause. After this show, of course, I'll be heading down to see her at the finish line at the exhibition. All right. Well, on today's show, it's a chat about how to preserve all those old home movies that you perhaps have sitting in a drawer, in a closet, or on a shelf somewhere, and bringing them into 21st century digital technology. We're joined by Steve Hartwell from the Toronto-based homemovies.ca. It's a company that takes your aging tapes, be it 8 or 16 millimeter, Hi8, VHS, Betamax, Mini DV, or even 35 millimeter slides, and delivers you a DVD so you can enjoy them on today's technology and preserve them for future generations as well. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks. This is Steve's sixth appearance on Tech Talk over the past few years. So, yes, that's true. Wow. So we're thrilled to have you again on this show, Steve. You're always a great guest, and we get lots of calls for you. And I recently went through this where I had to painstakingly get the right cords and my old mini DV camcorder and back up nearly 30 mini DV tapes from when my kids were born to just a couple years ago till I replaced it with an HD technology. And it was no easy feat. Yeah. And it took a lot of time and patience. And I'm a pretty technical person. So I know there's a lot of listeners out there today who are not that technical or they don't have a lot of time on their hands. I work in front of a computer as a journalist, so I did have the time to do it. But it's a lot easier to just bring them to you and say, Steve, give me a DVD and take all these Betamax tapes and give me something that I can enjoy in 2009 and beyond.
Yeah. Great. I had a guy email me just this morning. He emailed me at 1 a.m. asking me if I could help him out with his 100 mini DV tapes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I hope you've got a lot of time on your side. So Steve is our guest for the hour. Homemovies.ca is his website. I'll also give you his phone number in a few moments. And he's here to answer your questions about bringing old technology into something you can enjoy today. I'm going to give you the numbers to call in now, and I'll tell you about today's grand prize, too. So feel free to call in with questions about your own collection of tapes that you've gotten, you're interested to convert into a DVD or even Blu-ray disc, a high-definition format. Maybe you've got questions about how long it takes, how to get the tapes to Steve, how much it costs, what kind of editing is done, if any, and so on. The numbers to call us between now and 1 p.m. on Tech Talk are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area, or *8255, that's a free call on your cell phone, to ask Steve Hartwell any questions about backing up your old memories onto DVDs. Give us a call, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell. Even if you've got questions about doing it yourself and it's not about Steve's service, give us a call and Steve will give you some tips on backing up these old tapes and even records. Steve, you do that as well. If you've got old vinyl,
old vinyl records,
you'll back it up onto CDs for people, right?
And the audio cassettes as well.
Great.
reel to reel. Remember the old reel to reel machines?
That's a little before my time, but I'm aware of them. Yes, I'm aware of them. Being a fan of old time radio shows, a lot of them were preserved on reel to reels and then transferred over to cassettes and albums and CDs. All right, today's grand prize is given to us courtesy of Cisco, the folks behind the mega popular Flip line of pocket size video recorders. You've probably seen these. These are about the size of a cell phone, yet it can capture high definition. We've got the $250 Flip Minnow HD is what it's called. Again, it's about the size of a cell phone that can shoot high definition video, so it looks great on those new TVs, those widescreen and highly detailed TVs. And it's got built-in memory, so there's no tapes or anything, and it automatically uploads everything to your computer when you snap it in. It's got a flip-out USB cord, hence the name Flip. It's got a flip-out USB connector connected into your computer, and then you can either transfer it to your hard drive for safekeeping or editing, or upload it directly to the internet. Everyone who gets their question on the air today for homemovies.ca's Steve Hartwell is eligible for a random callback at the end of the show. Pick up the phone and say Tech Talk's secret phrase today, which is, I'll flip over the Flip Minnow HD. And this $250 pocket-sized high-definition camcorder is yours. Again, the secret phrase today is, I'll flip over the Flip Minnow HD. Just get your question on the air for Steve, and you're eligible for a callback.
That is a cool little toy.
Isn't it? It's amazing. Again, if you haven't seen these, they look like a cell phone, no?
Yeah, it's like I've got a digital still camera here, and that thing is about the same size.
Yep, and it shoots HD. So 720 lines of resolution, high definition quality. It can store up to an hour of high definition before you need to copy it to a computer, or 2 hours of standard definition, so not high def. And again, it's got all the software built into this thing. So when you plug it into your computer, it knows what to do already. There's no disks that you need to install. And again, this is called the Flip Minnow HD. Retails for $250. So thank you to Cisco for providing the grand prize. All right. We are joined by Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca about backing up your home movies. Now, what we got to do, Steve, is take a commercial break before we go to the line. So my first question is, explain, please, what homemovies.ca is. What does your company do?
Can I say hi to my mom first?
Oh, let's do that first. To heck with the company information. We can do that after the commercial break. Say hi to your mom, please.
My 82-year-old mother's out there right now listening to the show. She listens to all the shows I'm on. Today's special because her name's Joyce Lee.
Hi, Joyce.
And today's special because she's going to see her great grandson for the very first time this afternoon.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And I hope you'll capture that.
Oh, definitely.
On video.
Memories.
That's it. This is what it's all about. Forget technology. Today's show is all about preserving and sharing those memories.
That's what it's really all about. You got to remember, what is the point of all of this? And the point is the memories.
Yeah, and
the
how to
emotion.
And not just for today's generation, but you know, now that I've got three young kids, they're going to be adults one day, they're going to have kids, they're going to have grandkids. You want to make sure that those tapes that are aging in a closet somewhere and degrading over time are preserved digitally.
Yeah.
So because that does not degrade over time. All right, what we're going to do is take a short break. When we return, go right to the lines and we'll talk to Steve throughout this hour about what homemovies.ca is, but I think you guys got a good idea. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or Star Talk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca, a Toronto-based company that will take your aging film reels, your old cassettes like VHS or Hi-8 tapes, and convert them into a digital format like a DVD. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Hi, Mark.
We are, if you're interested, by the way, to contact Steve after the show or even during, if you want to leave him a message, 416-447-5728.
And remember, I'm not there right now.
Yeah, leave a message.
So if you get my answer machine, please leave a message.
So it's 416-447-5728. But we're hoping that you're going to call us first to get your question answered on the air this hour. Or you can go to homemovies.ca while you're listening to this show, and his contact info is there as well. Just go to the bottom of the screen, click contact, and you'll be able to send Steve a note or get his phone number. But let's jump to the lines. I want to remind our listeners we have a terrific grand prize giveaway worth about $250. It is called the Flip Minnow HD. It is a pocket-sized high-definition camcorder that we're going to give away randomly to someone who gets on the air this hour. We're going to have Britt Aharoni pick a name out of the list. She's our screener. And Dwayne is going to call them back. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, I'll flip over the Flip Minnow HD, this prize is yours. So let's start collecting some names, putting them into the hat. We'll start with Claudette. Hi, Claudette.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you for calling today.
By the way, your screener forgot to take my phone number.
Oh, okay. I'll put you on hold after, Claudette.
Okay. I want to know, I have some very old Betamax tapes, and is it possible for me to transfer them myself, and how?
Yes, if you have the original Betamax machine, do you still have that?
No.
Because they are very difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah.
So assuming, thanks Claudette, I put you on hold so Britt can get your phone number. So assuming you've got a Beta machine, can you just give us a quick idea of the process on backing it up?
Very simple, you know, without any bells or whistles, navigating menus or anything like that, that you'd need more expensive equipment to be able to do editing and all that kind of stuff. You could go and you could get one of these DVD recording machines and just connect the two together and away you go.
Right. So you put in a blank DVD, a recordable DVD into the recordable DVD player or DVD recorder, it's called. And then you put the cords in the back, you connect it from the output of the Beta machine. And it might be the red, yellow, and white cords,
right? It'd have to be that.
The RCA
that's what
cables.
Right.
So then you've got to put the yellow, red, and white cords back into the input of
input
the recordable DVD.
Press
play on one, record on the other. Yeah. Or you can connect it to your computer if you've got a video card or a video capture card.
True.
That can take an internal signal. Not easy to do. There are lots of forums online. If you do a search on your favorite search engine like Google or Bing, you can get a walkthrough on how to do it.
Yeah, with the capture cards, you know, you can go out, you can get one for $50, as a matter of fact,
if
you already have a computer. But, like, for what I do for people, I mean, I've got, like, thousands and thousands of dollars invested in my equipment.
And not to mention, if she, let's say, that caller, Claudine, said that, let's say she only had 10 Beta tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Once she was done that 10, if she has no need to buy that machine, then it's kind of a waste of money. So
exactly.
You might as well bring it to someone like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Anna in Mississauga. Anna, you're eligible to win our grand prize, and we've got Steve on the line here for you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Anna.
You'll be able to tell what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the old projector 8-reel tapes
or videos.
Okay, some as old as 40 years old.
Yeah.
And like you said, preserving memories are really important.
Terrible.
I'm not a technical person. I have no clue how to do it. I had one done about 10 years ago, and at that time it was done in a tape.
Yeah.
A regular VCR tape.
Yeah.
And the results were not very... quality.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm really looking to do it, like you said. I've got already a 5-year-old grandson. I would love to be able to preserve, you know, his dad's baby movies, you know, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I'd like to caution you, Anna, not to try running that old film through your old, if you still have the old projector, don't run it through because you actually could run the very high risk of ruining the film.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a rough idea, Steve, on what it would cost to archive those old reel videos into a DVD?
I do a lot more than just a straight transfer, but like adding menus and titles and background music. But
for
a straight transfer, no bells and whistles, 10 cents a foot. The old films are usually come on 50-foot reels, so you can work it out.
Okay. And then it's a bit more if you want to have a DVD where menus pop up, you can go to a specific chapter, add music, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. And they can negotiate all that with you on the phone. You could break it down for them if they contact you via email or phone, right? All right. We've got time for one more call before our 12:30 break, and that's with Barbara in Toronto. Hi, Barbara.
Yes, actually, the previous caller, that was part of my question. I have some 8 and Super 8s from probably the 60s and 70s, but I'm not sure what's on them. Can I preview them? I know you said don't use a projector, but would you make up a sample?
Yes, that's exactly what I do for people, Barbara.
Oh,
I'll make a what I call a review disc, and then you can take it home. Look it over. You tell me what it is, what order it ought to be in, and we'll rearrange it chronologically and put titles in and all that type of thing.
Great. We're chatting with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. Again, if you want his phone number, 416-447-5728. But we'd love to take your call. And as an extra incentive for getting your question answered, we're giving away a $250 high-definition camcorder. Call us between now and 1 p.m. at 416-872-1010 if you've got any questions for Steve about backing up your old home movies. Outside of Toronto, it's 1-800-561-CFRB. And on your cell phone, star 8255. That's star 8255. A free call on your cell phone. We're going to take another short break when we return, jumping back to the lines to answer your great questions about backing up your old memories. And I want to remind our listeners, Steve, that you also do albums. You do vinyl. Like 33s, 78s, cassette tapes.
45s.
If you want to digitize those to put onto your iPod or to create a CD for your car, that's a great way of doing that as well. I know my mom's got a boatload of 78s.
My gosh, you wouldn't believe about 6 months ago, this guy came to me with a stack of audio cassette tapes that he had recorded something like 400 hours of marching bands on them, and he wanted them all on his iPod.
Oh, wow.
400 hours.
There you go. And today's iPods can handle all that.
Yeah.
And more. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, back to the line. Stick with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. Today's show is brought to you by theultimatesteel.ca. Canadian university or college students can get a copy of the $900 Microsoft Office Ultimate 2007 edition for just $64, a 91% discount. It includes Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and many other programs. Now that's a steal. Visit theultimatesteel.ca for more details. We are chatting today about backing up and preserving your old memories, your home movies, and all those memories on them. We are joined by Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Steve, Steve's company takes your old reel-to-reel tapes, you know, 8 and 16 millimeter. He does slides, 35 millimeter slides, Super 8 cassettes, Betamax, VHS, very little he doesn't take. And within a few days, he returns all those tapes for you to keep into, you know, put into safe storage, and then he gives you a DVD or Blu-ray disc with them so you can enjoy them on today's technology like DVD players, Blu-ray machines, video game systems, and more importantly, perhaps, for future generations as well. Mm-hmm. You can also take those and make the computer files and upload them to YouTube and share them with the world virtually instead of on a disc.
It's amazing what you can do today.
So, Steve, I know people can do this themselves. I just did it. It took a long time, and it took some savoir-faire. But for those who would prefer to give it to a guy like you to handle, how long roughly does it take? I guess it depends on how much work is involved, but on average.
Yeah, you know, most people, they either are not techno aware.
Whizzes, yeah.
They can't figure it out themselves. I got people that can't figure out what the red, white, and blue cables are for.
Sure.
Other people, they just, like you said, don't have the time to do it. It depends on like how many people I have. Like if I have people ahead of you, it may be a couple of weeks before I get it back to you.
But at minimum, a few days or a week?
Days, yeah.
Okay, up to a couple of weeks.
Week, yeah.
Okay. And you're in the Toronto area?
Yeah.
Okay, homemovies.ca to contact Steve or give us a call. We are, of course, giving away that high-definition web camera as well. I'll give out the numbers again in a moment, but let's go to Louisa in Maple, who's been waiting on the line for a while. Hi, Louisa.
Hi.
Hope you're enjoying your Sunday.
Oh, yes. I usually work Sunday, so today I'm at home. And
good. Relax. Enjoy.
I have the chance to listen to the radio.
Great.
Hi, Louisa.
Hi, hi. Okay, my question. I have the ones that the lady was talking about, the one that comes on, that I had to see it on the projector.
Yes.
I actually have my wedding, I got married in 71, so I have my whole wedding in a big it's like a big
canister. The reels in the canister. Yeah,
it's probably about 400 feet, I would guess. Yeah, that's usually the largest size.
Definitely, I'm gonna come and see you because I would love to have it on a DVD.
I get a lot of weddings.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Any sort of wonderful moment like that, whether it's your wedding or a child's baptism or a bar mitzvah or something that you want to capture and share.
The birth of new kids.
Mm-hmm.
All my kids. Now, another one. Now, I even have the cassette, the other ones that I used to see it on the adapter, you know, the VHS cassette. So I used to see. Now, this one here, I think I can do myself. Can you tell me how? how do I do it myself from the
Is this the type of tape that came out of the camcorder?
Yes.
Okay, then you need the original camcorder that would play that tape, which is getting to be very difficult to get these days.
Yeah, mini DV is.
I have it. I have it.
Well, it could be a high 8, could be a standard 8.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's easy to do.
Yeah, you know what, Louisa, when you talk, we've got so many people on hold, and I'm sorry to cut you off, dear, but when you talk to Steve, since you're going to contact
him. Give me a call, yeah.
Yeah, we'll you could talk about that as well. Thanks for understanding. Let's go to Ray in Brampton. Hi, Ray. Hi, Ray, are you there? Okay.
Well, Ray's question. Can we deal with Ray's question?
Yeah, sure. So he told Brett, our screener, that it was related to Blu-ray, about getting a Blu-ray disc to play on a Blu-ray machine, which is the successor to the DVD. Yeah. You do Blu-rays, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just recently begun to offer that service, and it's really quite amazing to be able to offer that now.
Yeah, and it offers up to 10 times the storage of a DVD as well, so you can fit more video on that same 12-centimeter disc.
Yeah, what people have to realize is that, the old stuff is what's called a 4x3 format.
Yeah,
it will always be 4x3. By putting on Blu-ray, we're not going to make it look any better than it already is. But what it'll be is it'll be on a Blu-ray. You can get more on it, and it'll be in a 1080 definition format. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can't make a 16x9 out of a 4x3.
Yeah.
You can't make it a widescreen video unless it was shot that way.
Yeah,
unless you want it to stretch and look silly.
If you want a 90-pound weakling and look like Dainty Dora at the X, that's what you're gonna get.
All right, let's go to Nancy in Milton. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I bought my Sony Handycam in '92. And I have about 30 tapes because I never reused them. I kept them all.
Yeah.
And, I would love to have them done because you can't find the parts anymore.
That's the problem.
I don't have the cord that goes to the camera. So I have a battery, but the battery life is so short that you would probably start getting one done and you'd never be able to finish it.
So you don't have the power cord anymore, too.
So I have like about, I'm going to say about 30, 35 little tapes.
Well, that's what I'm here for, Nancy.
So, Steve, how much would that cost? So you talked about 10 cents by the foot, but she's talking about,
video camcorder.
So camcorder.
Tapes.
So how long, for example, how much would an hour of video cost to a straight dub? No special menus or anything like that?
The first 2 hours would be $20, and any hour after that, $7.50. But, let's say if you had 200 or 300 tapes, then we'd work out a different pricing system.
Oh, that's fair.
I have about 30, I think.
Well, give me a call and we'll have a chat.
Okay, great.
Terrific.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Homemovies.ca, Nancy, or 416-447-5728 to contact Steve after this show. We do have time to talk to Colin in St. Catharines. Colin, you're eligible to get a call back at the end of the show if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, I'll flip over the Flip Minnow HD. Don't say hello because we're cold on this show. We're going to go to the next caller. Then you'll win the $250 Flip Minnow HD high definition camcorder. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, good. So make sure you write down that phrase, okay?
I wrote it down already.
Okay, great. What's your question for Steve or comment?
Well, Steve, I definitely want to call you because I have some old Canon Super 8 video from back in 67 that I want to have transferred to parents.
Yes,
but I just found out cleaning my basement up, I have a whole stack of cassette tapes. Audio cassette tapes. A lot of them are pre-recorded music and stuff. Yeah.
Colin, were they mixed tapes that you made for a girlfriend?
No.
I was so known for that. I always made those mixtapes from vinyl. I would record from vinyl.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope the recording industry isn't hearing. But that was back in the early 80s. All right.
Is there, I know you can buy record players that go directly to the computer. Is there something you can buy for cassette tapes these days?
Well, yes, there is. What I have to say, though, is a lot of the old, if this is like old songs, I wanted to say that, you know, you could go out and you can get these things remastered on CDs, which is probably a better idea than trying to take them from the old audio cassette tapes. But if it's stuff that was like recorded you or your 3-year-old or something that like a band from Cape Breton that never made any records or that type of thing, bringing them to me is a really good idea.
Yeah, that's a good point, Steve. So if it can be easily replaced, chances are you'll find it with better quality by downloading it from iTunes or buying it on CD. Mm. If it's irreplaceable, go talk with Steve, or you can buy a cassette to PC peripheral. The best one is from that I'm aware of is from a company called Ion Audio, I-O-N. Audio, if you want to do a search for them. And they do sell a cassette player that plugs into your computer's USB port, just as they sell turntables that plug into your computer's USB port. All right, another short break. When we return, more callers and more people eligible to win the high-definition camcorder. We'll be right back with Steve Hartwell and homemovies.ca in a few moments.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Do you have an old milk crate or closet full of old home movies? Well, we are joined by Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca, a company that takes all those aging and perhaps degrading technology that degrades over time. I don't mean the content is degrading, but I mean that, the quality of the film is degrading.
Stuff I get is quite disgusting.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you what you've got. But Steve will take those old tapes and put them onto DVD for you so they're preserved for future generations. And, of course, return the originals for safekeeping. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure having you. I believe this is your 6th appearance in 3 years. So that's great to see you again.
Not a call for my stuff.
You know, this is great. The lines are packed.
Yep.
Because people have, or they were handed down, these old projector reels, these old VHS tapes, and a lot of today's equipment does not play those old tapes.
Wow.
So, or camcorder
down,
footage.
It's not available anymore.
So this is great. So you can do it yourself, and we'll answer questions about that, but Steve is also here to talk about his company, about pricing, about timing, about format compatibility. There are no dumb questions on this show. You know the drill. And if you call in, you're eligible for a call back at the end of the show. And if you answer the phone with the secret phrase, which I'll give out one last time, I'll flip over the Flip Minnow HD. You can win the Flip Minnow HD, a $250 pocket-sized high-definition camcorder. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of Toronto, or call us for free on your cell phone, *8255 on your cell phone. Steve, you ready to hit the lines?
I am, but I wanted to say one thing here that I want to make sure that we touch on what this is all about. It's all about memories. It's all about being remembered to, you know, generations from now. A still photo is worth a thousand words, but a video is worth a million. Mm-hmm. And when a great grandchild can see their great great grandmother, you know, like 20, 30 years from now, and see them move and see them talk and all that kind of stuff, I tell you, I guarantee they're going to cry.
I hear you.
That's what it's about.
It's not about the technology.
Right.
That's just the means to...
A means to the end of preserving our memories.
I got you. Yeah. Good. We're in agreement there. Let's go to Vince in Toronto. Thanks for holding on, Vince. Glad you're still with us.
Good morning, Mark.
Good Hi
morning,
there.
Steve.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, pretty thank
good.
You.
I should say your programs are very knowledge-based. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a couple of VCDs which I need to convert or to play on a DVD or a Blu-ray disc.
Yep.
You've got player. VCDs already?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, so...
VCDs, I think, was a phase after the VHS.
Yeah, that's right. So, Vince...
Very low resolution.
Yeah, this is Mark here. So, a VCD is basically a compressed movie that is compressed down in size so that it'll fit on a CD, which only stores about 1/7 the size of a DVD.
Yeah.
So you're sacrificing some quality, both in the video and the audio department, in order to squeeze that movie down onto a disc. It's the same size 12-centimeter disc as a DVD, but a VCD is on a CD instead of a DVD. So if you want to put all those on a DVD, there's a quick way to do it. Just pop in that disc into your... You're going to need a home computer to do it.
Okay.
Create a directory on your hard drive.
Okay.
And copy and paste all those VCD files, those AVIs, into... that directory, and then burn a DVD with them all. And today's DVD players will read the files that are on there, like DivX, for example. DIVX. If you have follow up questions about that, Vince, email me techtalk@cfrb.com, and I can walk you through how to do that. Because I used to travel to Hong Kong a lot, Steve.
Yeah.
And I used to buy movies on VCD. And,
yeah,
and he's
right.
It was a short lived trend.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
And they were cheaper to manufacture, right?
Yeah.
So I put them onto a DVD afterwards. So I'll walk him through exactly how to do that.
Perfect.
Let's go to Dahlia in Etobicoke. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Steve. Love your show, Mark. I learn something new every week.
Thank you.
Hi, Dahlia.
Steve. Hi, Steve. I was wondering, to me, you sound like a magician. And when you perform your magic,
a lot
honestly,
of people say that, yeah.
I wouldn't know where to begin. Is the quality of the picture and sound affected in any way, or is it enhanced?
It is a bit, actually.
Great question.
Yeah, when you're going from, you know, the old stuff and putting it into the new stuff, for example, with particularly when we're talking about the old 8mm films, or say like a Betamax tape, you might lose as little as 3% or as much as 10%. It all depends on the original quality of what you have.
Okay, that's pretty minimal though, and it's obviously better than not having it at all.
Exactly.
And if you do it yourself, Dahlia, speaking from someone with experience, you could lose a lot more than that because you might not be using the right cables. Steve's got a lot of experience in this space. Now, Steve, I know, thanks, Dahlia. So Dahlia's eligible to win that prize. I know with audio, there's software that can remove the hisses and pops when you connect the turntable to a computer. Is there anything like that for video, or is it a straight
dub? Well, it's a little overhyped in the sense of like what's available for consumers. You know, they say, oh, buy this and it'll remove all the hisses and all that kind of. It only works up to a certain point. In order to get rid of everything, I mean, you need hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment and some audio studio and all that kind of stuff. There is, at my consumer level, there is a certain amount that I can do for people. And if you want more than that, then you're not going to be able to afford it.
Okay, we have time to chat with Dave quickly before our next break. Dave, I think you have a question that's not video related. Hi there.
Hello there.
How are things in Bancroft today?
They're just great.
Hello, Dave.
Good to hear.
Here at the cottage.
All right.
I would like to know if you can transfer 35mm slides. I've got about 10 carousels from many years ago, and I'd like to put them on something I could view maybe on TV.
Yeah, like a slideshow or something.
Yeah. If they're the standard 2-inch by 2-inch slide mounts, yes, I can handle them. Some slides were put into smaller mounts or larger mounts, and those formats I don't handle.
Okay.
Very
but the,
few people
the
do.
The standard 35mm size at 2x2 is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to take one last break, squeeze in a few more calls before we give away our grand prize, a high-definition camcorder.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I eligible for that?
I was just going to say, I'm sorry I can't
give
this to you.
Can I give you a phrase?
But somehow I think someone in your position has high-definition video equipment already.
Well, it's true, but not one that'll fit in my back pocket.
Right. I'll have to call Cisco for you after the show. if you want to read more about Steve, during this commercial break, homemovies.ca. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. It's the final stretch. We're chatting with homemovies.ca's Steve Hartwell. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.
Answering your questions about converting your old videotapes into digital, such as DVD or Blu-ray disc. And in today's day and age where most online Canadians have a Facebook account, what better way to share those old memories by uploading some video of yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents as kids, getting married? You can do so if you you know, you can use your computer to archive those old video cassettes or bring them to someone like Steve, and he'll do that for you.
Can I tell you a Facebook story about doing that? When we were kids, we were talking like, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7 years old. I had two brothers, and the three of us at Christmas would sing the old Chipmunk song.
Oh, that's
Christmas,
great.
Christmas, yeah, all yeah, that yeah. kind of stuff.
In the high voices, no less.
Yeah. So I downloaded it. I bought it on CD, and then I mixed it together. I went out to our brother's place at Christmas, which we do every year, and videotaped us singing the old Chipmunk song.
That's
awesome.
And I
uploaded it to Facebook. It was so much fun.
That's great.
And he looks at it. Yeah. That's memories.
That's memories. That's awesome. So not many of us, Steve, have these old projectors or Hi-8 machines and mini DV camcorders and even VCRs. Are kind of hard-pressed to find a VCR in a home these days.
So
you've got all that gear. You transfer it over to a computer, burn it onto a DVD, hand it back to the customer. They can learn more at 416-447-5728 or homemovies.ca. Let's go to James in Toronto. Hi, James.
Hi. I've already taken the first step with my video files. I've moved them to AVI files on the computer.
Yep.
I've been trying to convert them to MPEG-2 DVD NTSC format.
Yep.
But the program I'm using crashes every time I try.
Huh.
I'm currently using Blaze Media Pro.
Okay.
Any recommendations as to maybe a better piece of software or...
I haven't tried Blaze, and I just want to clarify for those listening, NTSC format is what will work on today's DVD players in North America. PAL, P-A-L, is what's supported in Europe. So
interestingly enough, though, yeah. Mark, you can actually put Blu-ray stuff on a DVD disc.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can, and put it into a Blu-ray player and play back at...
That's right. Blu-ray machines are backward compatible.
That, yeah.
So the one that I used last was called Jet Audio Basic. It's a free download from download.com, Jet Audio Basic, and there's no space between Jet Audio. And it will also convert AVI to MPEG-2 or DivX or XVID or other formats that will work in today's DVD player. So give that one a shot, and if that doesn't work, email me, techtalk@cfrb.com.
I'd like to mention something that I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
I've recently teamed up with an outfit called Memoir Productions. They really get it, like I get it, like you get it, what it's all about memories. These guys specialize in interviewing senior citizens, telling their life story about how they came to Canada for the future generations
of their
family. Isn't that an amazing?
So if people listening right now is interested in that, they can ask you about
it.
Get
in touch with me because I work with them doing the old film transfers and stuff, and they're really great.
Really, really, really quick. We've got to go to Elaine in Toronto. She's been waiting the longest. It's our last call for today. Elaine, really quickly, we've got time for you, dear.
Yes. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Steve. I'm calling. I have some reel-to-reel. We went to Israel in the 70s, and we have some reel-to-reel, and I would like to preserve those very much.
Yes.
What can I do?
Give me a call, and let's have a chat about it. I can do that for you, I'm sure.
Okay, great. All right, it is now time, speaking of giving a call, it is now time for Dwayne to randomly pick a name. Someone who has been on the air this hour since noon to now, and randomly call someone, see if they remember the secret phrase to win the grand prize. So get those fingers going there, buddy. We'd love to give this away. Our relevant grand prize today, a high-definition camcorder.
Nope, that
wasn't the secret phrase. Sorry. No, just kidding. All right, let's try another number.
I can do it.
You are not winning this. I'm sorry. It is not fair. Okay. Let's see how we do.
I'll flip over the Flip Minnow HD.
Wow. And a flawless execution.
Thank
flawless.
You.
Who's this?
It's Dahlia.
Dahlia, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You've got yourself the Flip Minnow HD that can record an hour's worth of high definition quality or 2 hours of SD or standard definition. And it's no bigger than the size of a cell phone. You're going to love playing around with this. Flip out the USB connector, pop it into a computer, and share those memories.
I can't wait. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I can't
Dahlia.
Wait to see you too, Steve.
Can I come over and borrow that one?
Nice try.
We're good at deal.
Okay. Great. Thanks. So, Steve, thank you very much. Steve Hartwell, homemovies.ca. Pleasure
Thanks,
having
Mark.
You, sir. If you want to contact him again, homemovies.ca is his website. Phone number is 416-447-5728. 5728. Thank you to Dwayne Bishop and Britt Aharoni behind the glass for a great job. And thanks to our sponsor for today, theultimatesteel.ca. If you're a student, you can get the $900 Microsoft Office Ultimate 2007 edition for just $64, a 91% discount. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.